Thank you, Governor, and good afternoon. It's great to hear the trends that the governor is identifying in the healthcare industry and for our fellow Missourians. And it's also great that we see a light at the end of the tunnel for businesses to open. The governor referenced the strain, potential strain on the healthcare system in the state of Missouri. There has been a significant strain on Missouri businesses that we all know of. We conducted a survey a couple weeks ago at the Missouri Chamber, and we've identified that more than 400,000 Missourians have lost their jobs during this crisis. According to our research, Missouri businesses are expected to lose a quarter of their revenue this year, and 15% of businesses, primarily small employers, are going to go out of business. These are staggering numbers, but we believe that if we come together, we can turn this around. It starts with getting our state back to work. And on Monday, we released at the Missouri Chamber what we call a return to work guide for our state. This guide is based on best practices from around the country that we've collected from fellow state chambers and from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And it's a comprehensive way to take a look at your operation if you're in business and how to reopen. We also appreciate the fact that the governor has posted this on his site as well to help out with that. We are also hosting daily webinars to help employers cope with reopening. Today we started with one on the healthcare considerations that you need to have when you're reopening and getting your employees back in and your customers back in. There are over 300 people right now participating in that. These webinars are helping hundreds of businesses prepare to reopen on May 4th, and we encourage everyone to source the Return to Work Guide and check out these webinars and other things that we can offer to help with retooling the economy. Returning to work is step one, but with 400,000 Missourians suddenly facing unemployment, we know it's going to take extraordinary efforts to rebuild the economy. We believe our state needs to look at innovative policies and take bold actions right now. We need to lead during the crisis, we need to strengthen our recovery, and we need to protect our future, which is why it's so important that we're doing this in the state capitol today, where the legislature has convened again for just a short 3 weeks to try to finish up some unfinished business in the state of Missouri. Finally, we want to recognize Missourians who've truly stood out as heroes during this crisis. These are the people on the front line, the healthcare professionals, the first responders, the people that have dealt with the extremely sick folks that have come down with the virus and have stayed in harm's way to make sure they serve those people in need. For that, we owe them a tremendous amount of gratitude. We also want to thank those manufacturers throughout the state of Missouri and those other employers that have retooled their operation to try to supply the equipment necessary, personal protection equipment, the masks, the gowns, the shields that are necessary. These people took extraordinary actions to help out in a statewide crisis. We believe that both the manufacturers and those that are still standing on the front lines deserve all the protections that we can give them, so they don't need to be concerned about liability from opportunistic people that might be trying to find a chink in their armor to sue them for doing the right thing. So lawsuit protection is paramount for this recovery. Like I said earlier, we're all in this together. Let's get Missouri back to work. Let's unite and rebuild the economy. Let's reimagine the economy for the future. And we can end this crisis by beginning to rebuild the industrious, innovative, entrepreneurial, and stubbornly exceptional Missouri that we all are. Thank you very much, Governor. We appreciate your leadership on this.